This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Last month, suicide was in the news as two high-profile, successful white adults died after taking their lives. But depression and mental illness doesn't just touch adults, the famous, or those who are white. In May, a study published in the medical journal JAMA Pediatrics found that African-American children under the age of 12 are taking their lives at roughly twice the rate of their white counterparts. The late author, Bebe Moore Campbell, and a friend of hers worked with the U.S. House of Representatives 10 years ago to establish July as National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. One of the main goals is to address the stigma surrounding mental illness. One woman who is very familiar with the struggle and the stigma is music industry veteran Shanti Das. She's an Atlanta native who works as an advocate with her group, the Hip Hop Professional Foundation. Shanti Das joins me now in studio. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning.
So you have a personal experience with mental illness. Tell us your story.
So I was 7 months old when my father completed suicide. I actually grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I have two siblings. My sister was, I believe, 8 and a half at the time. My brother was 5. And it was, my dad didn't leave a note. So we didn't know why he, did that. And I was really angry at my father. So for years, I wouldn't let my mom talk about what happened because I wanted a dad more than anything. You know how kids are. Mm-hmm. So it was embarrassing for me when people would ask, where was my dad? And I would just say, oh, he died, because I was afraid to tell people that he shot himself or that he took his own life. And I think for my entire life, there was like a cloud over me. There was a fear that I thought that maybe I would do it or that something was wrong with me. And so I really didn't start learning about mental health and wellness or mental illness until I was an adult. So here I am now, 46 years later, and I'm championing the cause around mental health and wellness.
Now, when you were growing up, did your mother talk to you about your own mental health?
So, no. My mom never took us to counseling. And my mom's African American, and I want to add that my father was of Indian descent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm just learning about South Asian culture and how mental health is looked at there. It's still quite a stigma in that community as well, which is what I'm learning. But no, my mother never talked to me about it. And I think, my sister and I have had conversations because my mom has Alzheimer's now. So it's tough for us to even really kind of talk about what happened in the past because she doesn't remember a lot of that. But my sister thinks that my mom definitely went through years of depression because she would see my mom crying and she would hide it from us. But we never went to counseling. We never went to therapy. Now, we grew up Catholic, and I do know that my mom would talk to our priest at times, but we were not privy to those conversations. And so I'm just, not sure what's what.
Yeah. Now, what about your own mental health? Have you looked into it? Have you had a checkup from the neck up?
My best friend completed suicide 4 years ago, and that kind of sent me into a depression. And I now realize that there were times throughout my career, I worked in a very high-paced entertainment, industry, and there were times where I couldn't really figure out how to channel my stress and anxiety. After my friend completed suicide that next year, a lot was just going on with me in 2015. I think I was just talking myself into a downward spiral. I couldn't control my thoughts. I was crying all of the time. I think I was bringing back up feelings of my father and, was something wrong with me. And I had had this storied career, but now I was doing more community-based work. I just couldn't really figure out what God was trying to tell me and also why I couldn't control my thoughts. And so one night in 2015, I seriously contemplated suicide. I was looking for pills in my medicine cabinet, trying to see how many that I had. I had planned out my funeral, had figured out how it would affect my family. And so I called and talked to a counselor for about 15 or 20 minutes, ended up going home and texted Pastor Warnock. Mm-hmm. I'm a member. We're both members of Ebenezer Baptist Church. And Pastor told me that I can pray with you, but I really need you to go get help. You need to go to the doctor. You need to see someone. And I'm so grateful to this day that he encouraged me to do that, because oftentimes in the African-American church and community, we're taught to just pray and things will get better and they'll go away and pray through it. And you do have to pray through it. But I also think that just as if you received a cancer diagnosis or high blood pressure, you would still go see, you know, a licensed healthcare professional. Well, there's no difference with brain health and brain disease. And so I went to see a psychiatrist and started getting treatment and help. And I'm not ashamed. I'm actually grateful that I can share my story and my journey. And well, there's always that word crazy, right? Yeah. No one wants to be labeled. So I think the labels more than anything is a big deal, especially with kids, because I think the stigma of having someone think something is wrong with you is really difficult in those years of you trying to kind of find yourself. And I know some parents might say, oh, you have a roof over your head. You know, your bills are paid. You have a car. Mm-hmm. You know, you have nice clothes to wear. What do you have to be depressed about? But again, we all have mental health. And so if there are certain triggers, you know, that causes you to not be able to cope with the stresses of life, it could lead down a path of anxiety and depression if you don't understand how to handle it. They just need someone to listen. Mm-hmm. I think we oftentimes try to diagnose someone ourselves mm-hmm. and try to, you know, make them feel like, oh, you just need to toughen up. But sometimes people just need someone to sit and listen.
And just listen.
And just be. You know, and then you can try to encourage them to get the help that's needed.
Now, I know recently two entertainers, they opened up about their struggles with mental health. Janet Jackson.
Yes, I just read about that.
Right. And then also Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, do you think that that helps make it easier to have a dialogue about mental health?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the more people that are in the public eye mm-hmm. and spotlight, if you will, the more they continue to share, I think more everyday people are open because, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, society still looks up to our entertainers and our athletes. And, you know, I don't think it's fair to put so much pressure on them, but in a sense, they are our role models, mm-hmm. right? And so if they're brave enough to open up and share, you know, I think everyday folks like me and you are more mm-hmm. open and inclined to share. Also in the NBA, you had players like Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan who opened up and shared about their depression and anxiety. And as a result, I think other players, you know, are opening up to share. So I applaud people like Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson. And money doesn't solve all of our problems, because I think I saw a lot of comments on social media when Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain took their own lives. People were like, well, why would they kill themselves? They were both super rich. What do they have to be depressed about? And people are people. And we just have to understand that we all can go through traumatic situations and not know how to deal with it. Or it could be something that's been festering for years, you know. So the other thing, too, I want to mention that not a lot of people understand is the relationship of substance abuse and mental health. It tends to go hand in hand. Because I remember, like me, I'm more of a social drinker. Mm-hmm. Well, I may have a, you know, cocktail at home after a long day. But when I was going through my depression, I started noticing that I was having one too many cocktails by myself at home. And alcohol is a depressant. And I finally was like, and I never had a problem with it, but it was enough for me to recognize, like, just, you know, stop drinking, because it's only going to make you sadder.
So why do we need a Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, do you think?
I think it's no different than having Black Music Month, just being able to highlight some of the issues that are still plagued within our community mm-hmm. and having a concentrated effort by people within the mental health field as well as our other licensed healthcare professionals. I think stigma, like you mentioned earlier, is still so prevalent and we're still so afraid and ashamed to talk about it that having an entire month to talk about it hopefully will get into the community and encourage people to, one, learn as much as they can about it, to remove that stigma even within their own household, mm-hmm. and to start being more supportive of those in the community. You know, remember the movie Soul Food and Uncle Pete? I think we all have had an Uncle Pete or a cousin in the family. You go to family reunion and like, oh, they're just crazy. We're going to take them their plate and you keep them over there to the side. And no, we have to like stop doing that. And we have to realize that there are real issues in our community. We still need so much help as it relates to mental health and wellness. And traditionally, therapy has been seen as something that, oh, it's just for white people, right? We don't really do it in our community. And that's not the case. Therapy is for everyone. And no one is immune. I don't care if you're Black, white, Asian, Indian, Japanese, you know, everyone can experience any sort of mental illness. And so we have to continue to educate, particularly our community, so we can remove those stigmas.
All right. Shanti Das is a music industry executive and founder of the Hip Hop Professional Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Leah.
And for more information on Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, you can go to gpbnews.org. This is GPB Atlanta. Mm-hmm.